Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you effortlessly have everything you want in life? Is your life free of struggle? Now tell me, do you believe in reincarnation? Or better yet, have you ever experienced a past life memory? Are all your relationships pleasant and stress-free? Let me ask you, would you like to know how to reinvent yourself as soon as possible? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you may have been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to two guests who are success coaches extraordinaire. They have provided us with inspirational and informative lessons. But before I introduce my first guest, I would love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions you may have for our guest. Let me tell you a little bit about my first guest today. This guest is the founder and CEO of Express Success. She's a licensed spiritual healer, certified spiritual coach, an ordained minister, Doctor of Divinity, and now author of a book she channeled by Archangel Michael, Wisdom of the Guardian, Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. Her path in metaphysics began when she moved to Los Angeles. During her 10 years there, she worked in television, first in network publicity for Paramount Television, on such shows as Cheers, Taxi, Family Ties, and Happy Days. And then she completed her career as the Los Angeles bureau chief of the syndicated magazine television show PM Magazine. It was during that time that she started Express Success to help people achieve success through her workshops and one-on-one consultations. She also started the first women's business network and entertainment business network while in Los Angeles. Since returning to her home state of New Jersey, she has taught networking in public and private workshops, as well as one-on-one consultations. She continues to run a business network group. The added dimension is she learned how to network with angels and others on the other side, and now assists others in incorporating their help as well to fill their needs. Our guest regularly shares messages she receives from angels and others at a blog, www.angelenlightenment.com. She serves her clientele via telephone with private as well as clarity consultations which are intended to bring clarity to situations and release the cause of problems, whether they be personal, business, or financial. She offers teleseminars, seminars, and workshops. She helps individuals as well as business owners and service professionals with both their networking needs as well as helping them to release their blocks to success. I am pleased to welcome Joy Patterson to our show today. Hello, Joy. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. It's fascinating when I'm reading about you channeling with your book with an angel. How did that come about?
Well, actually, in 1994, I experimented learning automatic writing and then wrote 18 pages kind of out of the blue, and that started me figuring out that I can use this technique in my meditations. So I'd meditate in the morning, ask questions, and then got answers through automatic writing. And it was from that technique that I was able to access the divine realm, and angels eventually started communicating with me through that format originally.
Wow. That must have been amazing, the first time that you actually did automatic writing and then realized that there was a message there for you.
It was extraordinary because it wasn't something, it was intentional. It was, like I said, it was experimental. And I didn't expect anything, and the results were extraordinary, and it actually changed my whole path.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Yeah, the information I get through automatic writing is so useful because I can meditate and ask, and I'll get answers to all different kinds of challenges and direction on my own choices, information about circumstances, including marketing and business information. It's really tremendous.
Yeah, that's a big help to get help from the other side. Now, when you're doing this, do you go into a trance or do you close your eyes, or what's the process in case I want to try it later tonight?
Well, actually, I just sit down and either write or type. It just comes right through immediately.
Oh,
I don't have any process at this point. Originally, I was told to use the less dominant hand to write, go from right to left instead of left to right, and a way to sort of change the way you would automatically do it from the intellect to use the unconscious. Mm-hmm. And now I know I can do this, so I just sit and do it.
You just do it. Now, do you address these questions? Well, first of all, how did the angels identify themselves to you? By name, or did you just sense who they were?
Mostly they would identify themselves by name
when
I first started doing this. And now, having worked with a number of different angels, I feel the difference between them, where they sometimes show themselves differently. So it varies, but I mostly work with Archangel Michael, and then in my healing practice, he assists me and or others. There are times when, for example, Mother Mary might also assist, or Metatron or another angel might participate in the work because of the specific challenge or client that I'm working with over the phone.
This is fascinating. I'm just amazed. I can't wait to get your book and read it. Now, when you meditate with and do the automatic writing, do you ask, like, a specific question? Do you write a question down on the paper and then wait for the answer?
Actually, my habit was in the beginning was to list a group of questions. Should I go here? Should I do this? What about this scenario? And I would ask very specific questions. It started out with yes and no. And then I found that I was getting sentences and paragraphs. Now I can sit and easily ask a few questions and get 1,000 words in response.
Oh, my gosh.
It just flows. Sometimes I'll get 5 pages. It's amazing.
Now, does each angel have a different writing style or different personality that they can convey to you?
Well, I did notice this challenge. On my blog, I usually get, I had for a while, a variety of different angels, and they would just identify themselves and give me information that I was to include in this blog.
Mm-hmm.
But I found in a case of a couple of the archangels that some of them could come through, and one in particular was a challenge, and I had to have my vibration actually shift and recalibrated in order to match her vibration so we could communicate.
Okay. So it's very specific. Yeah. So the angels are either female or male entities.
Some show themselves more as one gender or another, and some seems to show up in both genders, and it depends on who's viewing them. It's interesting. I've never seen that dynamic often,
uh-huh.
but they're usually more male or female.
Uh-huh. Well, how did you go about when this happened to you? How did you go about revealing it and making this public? I would imagine that would have been a very difficult thing to do.
That was the most difficult out of the whole process. When Michael first came to me and asked me to write his book, I said, fine. I said, how many chapters? He said, 22. And I'm like, okay. The book came easily. Then I had this book, and then I didn't want to tell anybody about it because I didn't want anybody to know that I could communicate with angels because I figured they would think I was nuts.
Yeah.
And what I ended up doing, what I did is I actually took myself on as a client, and I because I can recall past lives, had to look and see what is it within me that's blocking me from communicating this information to others, because I know Michael didn't give me this information to keep to myself.
Oh.
So in my own, going back to review my own past lives, what I saw were lifetimes of doing things like being a healer or a psychic or being in the public eye where I was persecuted, maimed, or murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And there really wasn't a big incentive to want to repeat any of those experiences.
Right.
Right. So I'd rather stay home and not tell anybody about this.
Yeah.
But with this clearing process that I do, I cleared my memories of those situations. And the more I cleared those memories, it was just naturally easier for me to speak about the book. So the more I cleared, the more I could share about the book. And, you know, the first time I came out of the closet, so to speak, was at one of my business network meetings.
Uh-huh.
And I did this big reveal about this work that I do, and thought for sure these people weren't going to come back in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And the interesting thing was that some of these people who had known me for quite a while and I had already built up a trust factor hired me. And that actually surprised me, because I was surprised that they were so receptive. And it was actually a lot easier than I thought. And more people are more receptive than I would have realized. And
right.
to begin with, I had a lot of older businessmen that were hiring me, and I would have thought they were the least likely
hire me. Oh, my gosh, this is fascinating, just a fascinating interview. I'm going to take a little break so we can hear a word from our sponsor. But when we come back, Joy, I want to discuss with you reincarnation and past life regressions. We'll be right back.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes. When it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. My guest today is Joy Pederson, the author of The Wisdom of the Guardian. You know, Joy, I'd like to have you give us your website information now and where people can find where your book is available.
Wonderful. My business website is www.expresssuccess.net, and my book, Wisdom of the Guardian, is www.wisdomoftheguardian.com, and the book can be also purchased through that site.
Okay. Is it available at Amazon?
Yes, it's also available at Amazon and other online vehicles.
Okay, and is it in Kindle form yet?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And
then I can order it. I will order it tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
I've gotten so spoiled. If it's not in Kindle, I really don't want to do it.
The interesting thing that everyone that has read it says to me that they feel Michael with them while they're reading it.
Okay. Well, you know, since you worked in Hollywood, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, why weren't you involved in that television series Touched by an Angel? Because you certainly have been touched by an angel, haven't you?
Yes, many actually.
Uh-huh. Is this something you might eventually do, bring this your story to television?
It's a possibility. I still have connections and some people have expressed interest, so we'll see.
Oh. I think it would be fantastic. I'd be one of your biggest fans. I'd promote it all over the place.
That's good to hear.
Now, I am a believer in reincarnation, and in my past life in California, I had gone to red light regression, where you'd go back and to revisit your past lives, and I had just a fascinating time with it, and I'm totally convinced about reincarnation, and it's been an amazing spiritual experience for me. Now, how do you approach reincarnation when you're working with your business? Do you share that with your clients, or how do you go about it?
Well, I have to be upfront about it because when they work with me in a session, what I do is I open a process to divinity, and they will share what their challenge is, and then I will tune in and actually see past lives that are affecting their life now.
Uh-huh.
So it's almost hard not to tell them up front. Now, of course, I have the challenge. There are many people who aren't open to it, and we don't necessarily have to elaborate if they're not comfortable with that.
How did you discover reincarnation for yourself? When did you find that as a belief?
Actually, I think I always had the belief, and I didn't realize I had the ability to remember past lives until I went to past life therapy, more out of curiosity because I did have a belief. Mm-hmm. And when the therapist walked me through her process, the information seemed to be right there. So I was home one night and I just acknowledge that the information seems to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I was able to just access it at will.
Wow, that's quite a leap of faith, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a wonderful tool to explore, because the interesting information that I gather from the past, I often see is playing out again, or I should say still, in
mm-hmm.
someone's life, including my own, and it has explained an awful lot to me and helped me overcome a number of my own challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that reincarnation, belief in reincarnation is very therapeutic, in that it takes away fear of death, because you believe that life does definitely go on, and once you've experienced past life regression, you know for a fact that there are things that you've taken forward with you. And it seems like it's a wonderful gift if you can actually experience and believe in it.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, briefly, how did you come to be involved with SuccessMO.com?
It was something I found through you.
Okay. That's the good news. Okay. You know, I was wondering if we had had a past life together.
Well, there are never any accidents, so it wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't surprise me either. Okay, and then you will be posted. I think you're in the process of being posted as a success coach with us. And could you give me a little preview of coming attractions, of what kind of articles you'll be submitting as learning activities?
I'm going to be approaching everything for helping people achieve greater success, but doing it from a spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be sharing insights and perspective that will help broaden someone's viewpoint and give them another alternative of a way to approach their daily lives, where they can make a difference if they
mm-hmm.
just adjust their thinking and take appropriate action according to a spiritual perspective, not just a physical one.
Okay. And you deal with spiritual healing. And briefly explain what that would be.
Well, my spiritual healing is connecting to our source. And by connecting and sharing with the source the challenges, the source directly, God, divinity, can actually remove the cause.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is with my skill of being able to see the past lives, I might see the actual life that we need to include.
Okay.
So that's the skill that I bring to the table. But the actual healing is done by divinity. But I was also told that I have the gift of clearing karma.
Oh.
So it's sort of like a joint effort between the client, their subconscious willingness to let go of their memory bank and computer, which is what holds these memories and keeps them active.
Uh-huh.
We release the negative part, and that frees them up to approach life without the negativity attached.
Okay, so it's you have the process. It's I cannot pronounce this word. It's a Hawaiian term for correcting and setting aright.
Ho'oponopono.
Okay. Would you repeat that?
Ho'oponopono.
Okay. And this was, you were trained by this with Morna Simonia.
Simeona.
Okay. And you went to take classes with her, and did you study with her, and how did you get this training?
Well, I'll step back a moment. And when I was in California, I learned that it was pretty easy for me to break into the entertainment industry in comparison to others, but couldn't
uh-huh.
figure out why other people were struggling. So
yeah.
what I did is I stopped to address that and learned about the law of attraction and how you can take certain steps and intentionally create the life you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
When I did that, I got consistent results, except for when it came to money. Because everything was so consistent and not in the area of money, I realized it must be something within me that's blocking the money.
Okay.
So it was that quest that introduced me to this process, which will actually remove those blocks.
Okay.
And I was introduced to Morna Simeona and took, there were weekend trainings at the time to learn this process. And once I learned it and applied this to the different areas of my life, including money, everything started to shift.
Okay. That's fascinating. Now, did you, is she located in California, or did you have to go to Hawaii to study with her?
She was in California at the time. She has since passed.
Oh, okay. And have you taken on her mantle, and are you teaching this process to others?
I do not teach it. Other people do teach it.
Uh-huh.
I just incorporate the work in my practice.
Okay, okay. So you're not a teacher, but you are definitely a user of this process. And
correct.
When someone comes to you, and how do you identify the cause of their problem?
I tune in and I can see the information that's in their subconscious.
Uh-huh.
I might, like somebody came to me, for an example, an accountant came to me with a challenge with getting clients, and I tuned in and I saw two lifetimes where she lived in poverty.
Uh-huh.
I identified and clarified some of the circumstances of those lifetimes, cleared them, and then that afternoon she had two paying clients.
Oh.
So it's removing what I see, and once they're out of the memory bank, they're not living into that memory any longer, so their results can shift.
Okay, so they have to clear the past memory.
Correct.
Is that a difficult process?
No, it's really very easy.
Says she.
Well, it's easy. It's the only downside sometimes, in the case I was just speaking about, the man that she was in another life was living in the depths of despair, and I could actually feel what he felt like, and I understood his desperation, and I was right there, and I had the feelings that he experienced.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it was difficult at the time. My client didn't feel anything. It was me.
Uh-huh.
I'll get bodily sensations when I'm doing this work, identifying like something that needs to be addressed.
Right.
And then that will draw my attention there, and then it'll sort of cue me into a situation that I need to clear and pull out.
Okay, now, do you see this situation with anyone you meet? Do you pick up vibrations from everyone?
I will only do this if someone asks me to do it. It's none of my business.
Uh-huh.
And it's not appropriate for me to look into anyone's subconscious or their past without their
uh-huh.
permission.
Okay. So you don't have the burden of knowing things that you don't really want to know.
No.
Okay. Wow, that is just an amazing, what an amazing story you are sharing with us. And I am so thrilled that you will be sharing your wisdom and expertise with our Successimo subscribers. I'm just can't wait to read your book. And if anyone wants to contact you, if they would like to perhaps have a consultation, how would they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at through the website expresssuccess.net or email me at joy@expresssuccess.net. That's probably the easiest. Or they can call me at 973-706-8212.
Okay. Would you repeat that again?
973-706-8212.
Okay. And now when people want to have a consultation with you, it can be about ordinary things like selling a home or getting a job or relocating. It doesn't have to be all the spiritual things in life, does it?
No, mostly I'm dealing with everyday matters, money,
uh-huh.
real estate, parent issues, child issues, emotional issues, business issues. It really runs the gamut.
I see in your, I love this, I see in your resume that you, it says, I prefer not to work with the whiner or the constant skeptic.
Yeah.
As well as individuals who make excuses. Well, you know, I wrote the book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Yes.
So I feel the same way. And Joy, I just enjoyed this interview so much. I hope that you will come back and visit with us again.
Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful having you. And now we'll have a brief word about your host. Very brief words. Nothing's coming on.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
I'd like to welcome you back with our second interview today. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to help someone near and dear to you who is going through a difficult situation? Were you at a loss as to what to do or what would help them? Would you like to do more than just hugs and support? Would you like to know how to reach out in a new, innovative way? Or better yet, have you ever wondered how some people know exactly what needs to be done? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you help others get through difficult times? Now let me ask you, have you ever heard of a group called Be Inspired? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, I'd like to welcome you to the second half of the show. I'd like to tell you a little bit about Be Inspired. Be Inspired is the result of a love for inspirational quotes. The founder of Be Inspired created her first quote box 10 years ago for her sister, whose daughter was diagnosed with Down syndrome. Throughout the years, she has made quote boxes for her family and friends as gifts for baby showers, weddings, graduations, various charities, and just to inspire and motivate others daily. Her dream has always been to create a business that would help spread human kindness one scroll at a time. Be Inspired is now ready to share this gift of inspiration with the rest of the world. The founder, Kristen Novak, could not be here today. However, her publicist, Anna Doherty, is guesting with us, and she will be filling us in on how to find out more about Be Inspired. Hello, Anna. Welcome.
Hi, January. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. Let's see. Now, you are the publicist for Be Inspired, and I know you're filling in on this interview. What else does a publicist do to help their clients?
Well, one of the major important things we do at Motion Marketing and Media, where I work, is we come up with stories. Be Inspired just has the greatest story to begin with. You mentioned a little bit about it earlier, but Kristen Novak, she is a stay-at-home mom. She was in Saginaw, Michigan, when her sister contacted her from Chicago to tell her about the birth of her child. And her child was born with Down syndrome, and Kristen just couldn't be there every day to help her sister, you know, overcome some of the stresses and the everyday challenges that she had to go through. So she said, well, how can I reach her on a day-to-day basis? So she came up with this wonderful idea where she put all of these quotes together, she hand-rolled them, and she tied them, and she put them into a box, and she sent them there. And, I mean, that's just a great story. So my responsibility as a PR person is to tell that story.
Uh-huh. Now, how many quotes does she put inside a box?
It depends on the size of the box. The biggest box that they have is full of a year's worth of quotes. And so that's a lot of inspiration. But they also have smaller sizes for occasions like Valentine's Day, which would be a month's worth of quotes, which would be 52. Uh-huh. They have a small kid-sized pail that has 28.
Uh-huh.
It just depends on the situation. And she rolls them all by hand, every single order.
Okay, so they're rolled into tiny little scrolls.
Mm-hmm, and they're hand-tied with little ribbons, and they're just the cutest things.
Uh-huh. Okay, I went to the website and I saw the website, and it's a fantastic website, and it's a could you give that website information to our listeners so they can go and check it out?
Sure, it's www.beinspired.com.
Okay, it's B like in the little bumblebee. And,
right, like Buzz.
Yeah, buzzing around, that's great. Now, is Kristen, she has partners in the business. Now tell us a little bit about, you told us about Kristen and how she had created this idea, which is a fantastic idea. And she also brought on Lee Krauscher.
Mm-hmm. Lee Krauscher and Sue Dickinson. And then a third partner named Marcia Truscott.
Okay.
These are professional women who were, you know, their friends. They were looking for an idea that they thought would be a good one to invest in.
Uh-huh.
And they hooked up with Kristen when they heard about her idea, and they just couldn't contain themselves. They knew they had something on their hands, so they really wanted to do something with her.
Uh-huh.
And that was in 2009.
Uh-huh.
And since then, it's just been a roller coaster of new products, of award-winning packaging that they have had designed, and it's just it's been just an exciting time for them.
Oh, I know. They must be wonderful clients to work with because they have such a new and innovative idea. I'm just looking at the Be Inspired box for moms to be. I have a daughter who is expecting a baby in March. And so I am going to be ordering that box as a gift. I think that will keep her spirits up. Who does all the research to put these quotes together? That would be quite a job.
It sure is. One of the important aspects of it is that they get quotes that are universal in appeal, that aren't too narrow. And that fit the theme really well. So Lee Krauscher does most of the quote research. For their latest product, which is the Be a Kind Kid Pail, they chose a lot of really sort of quotes that kids can understand, but that parents and teachers can use to help teach kids.
Okay.
So that was a really important thing, too.
Mm-hmm. I know. I did quotes when I wrote my book, Thou Shalt Not Wind, the 11th Commandment, and I have each chapter starts with a quote, an appropriate quote, and that was difficult to research. So I'm totally amazed to think of someone could put together 365. And, you know, at successimo.com, we send out a daily Successimo quote. And, of course, we've got hundreds of success coaches contributing.
Right.
Which makes this very, very doable. Wow. Now, when they were putting this project together as their publicist, how long have you been working with them?
We have been working with Be Inspired since about March.
Oh, okay.
They came to us with just a plea that they had experienced the taste of publicity when Martha Stewart featured their box in one of her gift spotlights.
Oh, wonderful.
And they had such a huge surge of interest, and people were so excited. They needed somebody to help manage that and to help keep the momentum going, and so they approached us. And
mm-hmm.
You said earlier they must be such an exciting client, and you have no idea. Every day that I talk to them, they're just the nicest, most professional. They're just so excited about their product. You know, it's so wonderful to work with a client that just understands how it's supposed to be and, mm-hmm. and is so excited every day to work on their project.
Okay. And now where are you? Are you located in Michigan too?
I am in Lansing.
Oh, okay.
We are mm-hmm. located right in downtown Lansing, and that's also where the two partners, Sue and Lee, are located. So uh-huh. it's kind of an across the state spread, but we do make it work.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I was born in Detroit, Michigan. And,
oh, great.
I went to Immaculata High School there, and then I went to the University of Detroit. And so I have fond feelings and memories of my life in Michigan. And I'm so pleased to see that this is a Michigan project. I'm very, very proud of you, Kelf.
Thank you. Oh, I know. Isn't that wonderful? It's nice to see that it's so successful.
Yeah.
In the midst of the downturn and just have made it grow, and it's wonderful.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break now and hear from our sponsor, successimo.com. But when we come back, Anna, I want to talk to you a little bit about your role and how one goes about becoming a publicist and a little bit about your successful career. We'll be right back.
Okay, that's great.
Well, we're having a little delay on the commercial on the switchboard, you know, due to the weather problems back east. Blog Talk Radio was off the air for a day and a half because of the storm that took place in the northeast, and consequently I'm not being able to pull up the commercial. So we'll just, hopefully it won't come blasting in on us, and I'll return with Anna. And let's ask you, Anna, what did you do to become a publicist? What's your background?
Actually, I attended Saginaw Valley State University here in Michigan, and I pursued professional and technical writing, which is not a conventional track as far as PR professionals go, but I do have a very strong background in writing, and that's something that's very important to clients. So I was in a communications field, and I saw this job opening, and I said, you know, I can do that. And I went right across the street, basically, to where I am now, and I said, I can do this job. I believe that I have the talent and the background to be able to help your clients tell their stories, and that's exactly what they thought I could do, and they hired me. And I've been there since September of last year.
Oh, okay. So you're new in the business. When did you graduate from school?
It was 2009.
Okay, wonderful. And, you know, this is fun to talk to someone who's discovered a career and something that they're good at and that they like doing. How fulfilling is that to have found your niche in this career world?
It's very fulfilling. You know, when I pursued my education, I thought I would be sitting in a cubicle somewhere writing textbooks for the rest of my life because of the nature of the education. But, you know, to be able to work with all different kinds of people on creative projects and all different kinds of clients on their, you know, successes, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And do you have to go out and recruit clients, or do they come to you?
Well, at M3, we have account managers who do the sales and recruit. And then we have two creative teams. We have Julie Becker, who leads one, and Ryan Knott, who leads the other. I'm kind of a free agent in that I am part of the PR department, and I work between these two teams, and whatever they need me for, I'm basically there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what if someone were interested in pursuing a career in public relations, publicity, what would you, do you have any suggestions or advice to give them?
I think a person who would be good at PR would be somebody who is personable, first of all. If you're not somebody who can talk to people, then that's probably not the career for you. But also having a very strong writing background. A strong journalism background is important as well, because you're talking with a lot of reporters, you're talking with a lot of people who manage studios, producers, and they're putting together, you know, their news. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't understand how your client fits into news, then you don't understand how the news works, and your client won't be a good fit for them. So having a good journalism background or an understanding of how journalism works is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the best pieces of advice I can give somebody who's looking to break into the industry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it sounds like it would be a tough industry to break into. Now, do you write yourself the copy, or do you hire do you have someone underneath you doing that?
No, I write the copy. Press releases, media alerts, any copy for media kits, which is something that I think you have from Be Inspired. We wrote all the copy for that. That was another reason that they hired me, is that they said, you know, we have all this miscellaneous copywriting that we need done as well. So if you could do that, that'd be great. And I was happy to do that. I love that stuff.
Oh, well, that would, be the big thing. Now, what I want to ask on your personal level, do you write anything? Are you writing any books yourself?
Yes, nothing that relates to, you know, my profession or anything. Actually, today starts National Novel Writing Month, and I just started. Yeah, so I'm embarking on that for the first time ever. So wish me luck. It's 50,000 words in 30 days.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of format? How many chapters?
Well, it depends on how many chapters you decide your book to be. That it's a time crunch. It was started about 10 years ago by 27 people in California, and
uh-huh.
it's now grown this year to over 200,000 participants across the United States and world.
Okay, and you're going to write 50,000 words in 30 days.
50,000 words in 30 days. It doesn't have to be good.
Wow. That is, what are we talking about? How many words per day then?
I have no idea. I'm trying. I think they tell you to average about 5,000 words per day because they know you're not going to be able to do writing every day.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, if I'm lucky to get 1,000 words every day, I'm going to try it.
Oh, wow. this is like getting ready to write Gone with the Wind or something.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's what they consider a success. A lot of people I've been seeing on the website who are participants, they've
uh-huh.
participated in years past and have only been able to complete 13,000 words or 20,000 words. So
yeah.
I'm really excited. There are a lot of participants here in Lansing that I'm hoping to meet up with as well.
Okay, and then you kind of network about it. Tell us the website for this. I'm kind of curious to look into this myself.
Sure, it's www.nanowrimo.com. So that was National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo.
And what will the winner get? Will you get your novel published, or will you get money, or what will your reward be?
Your reward, I think, is the satisfaction in knowing that you completed 50,000 words toward a novel. Another reward is being able to communicate with people who can give you good advice about your book. They have people on hand who, you know, are successfully published, and that's something I've always dreamed of, is being successfully published myself. So the first step is getting it written. As you well know, you've written your own book.
Oh, yeah, and you know, people ask me about advice about writing all the time, and I have to say one of the things that I always stress is that it's very, very important, if you want your book to do well, to have a killer title. You have to have a title that people will remember and it'll stay with them. And after a killer title, then you need to have a killer cover, because when your book is on that display counter at Barnes and Noble or wherever, you want your book to really stand out. You want it to be a showstopper. And then after that, I think you have to have a little content.
Right. That's always important. I do a lot of editing here at M3, and editing is very important as well, I would say.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the other advice I give. You know, people worry about writing, and I'm telling them, just put it on paper, because once you get a publisher, they will assign you an editor.
It doesn't have to be spit-shined until it gets to them, right?
Yeah, and the editor will just take care of it, and when you get that book and you're holding it, your baby in your hands, you'll be so pleased with the editor that they've chosen for you. That's the secret, editing. Editing and then more editing, and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting. Wow, that sounds like quite a project for you. I'm glad you're sharing it. Have you got a topic on your novel that you could share? Or?
It's a standard fantasy, clashes, kings, you know, all that good stuff. It's something I've always dreamed of. I really enjoy reading that. I enjoy magical realism, historical fiction, so a kind of blending of all those things. It's something fun. I like being able to share it with people, like my clients, being able to tell them I'm not stuffy all of the time.
You know, I've created a monster for you, because we're talking about this in public, and that's the worst thing you can do, because then everyone you'll see, the next thing they'll say to you, so how's the book coming?
Right, how's the book coming? Oh, you mean the one I've only written 10 words for? Oh, that's just great.
I know. That is so frustrating, because everyone's writing a book. Everyone has a book in them. But the process, as you are going to find out in the next 30 days, of taking that book from your head and putting it on paper is probably one of the most brutal things you're ever going to go through. I'm hoping that you're going to keep in touch with me and keep me posted on this project you've undertaken.
I would love to. I'm hoping to use a little tool online called writeordie.com. And it's a website that you set goals for yourself, and you set to writing in this application that's right online. And if you start faltering, or if you stop writing for any length of time, it will start deleting words. So you have to write and continue writing, and that's all about what it is just generating words and, you know, crafting them and not losing it.
Well, you know, this is probably something I could sign up for every day, write or die.
ride or die. It's really crucial.
I was kind of thinking maybe they would come to your home and, you know, take your first child or something.
thankfully not that.
Yeah, you will write. Well, that definitely would be a writing tool that would be very helpful, I'm sure, because if I were seeing my words getting deleted, I think I'd get hysterical, especially after you've slaved over them. Let me ask you this question. I always like to find out this. Are you a morning writer or a nighttime writer?
Nighttime, definitely. Mm-hmm. Morning, I like to spend sleeping as long as possible before work. And then, you know, I have all the stuff I have to do at work, so I'm not thinking about anything in terms of my book. And then I get home, and it's just nothing but thought about the book.
Oh, good.
And that's
good,
been a couple days leading up to this NaNoWriMo challenge.
How many, do you know offhand, how many people actually, 200,000 sign up, how many get to the end with 50,000 words? Do you have any idea how many will finish?
I haven't really an idea, but in looking at the sort of profiles that I've seen of people who have participated in the past, I'd say, you know, maybe 40% of the people actually finish.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty good.
So, a good margin, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many of those actually turn into published works, but it's a good sense of accomplishment for those people.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah. Well, this is, we've had quite a diversion here, and but I have found your story fascinating, and I'm glad that we could share it, because I have so many listeners who are wannabe writers, and they're always looking for help, and I've done interviews with several publishers, and they might be people that you can look up later. And we've had several bestsellers that I've done interviews with, and they talk about what to do after your book is published and how to make it a bestseller, which is always very, very helpful. There's a whole writing community out there, and I think you're going to be an inspiration for some of them.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was very fun. I'm glad we were able to talk today.
Okay, now I was going to close off our interview, but let's get back to Be Inspired, which is what brought you to me. And is there anything else you might want to add that we haven't covered on that topic?
I just want to say that I think this tale of these four women coming together and sort of prospering in a time when maybe a novelty product or a gift product doesn't seem like it would take off, it's an inspiring tale all its own. So if this is a gift that you're looking for maybe the holiday season that you're not quite sure who to get for, this is probably somebody you want to look up. And beinspired.com, again, is the name of the website.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. It sounds innovative, creative. I think it's got success. It's just going to be successful just because of its originality. And I will be ordering the Be Inspired Mom-to-Be box. And,
well, congratulations, and congratulations to your daughter, and I hope she loves it.
Oh, I'm sure. And I noticed on that they come in pink and blue, and nowadays we know now we know what the sex is going to be, so I will be ordering the blue box, and I'll be looking forward to sharing that with my daughter. And Anna, I want to thank you again for sharing the Be Inspired story. And could you again give us that website?
Sure. It's www.beinspired.com. The B is like a buzz.
Great. Thank you for visiting with us, and keep me posted on your project.
I sure will. Thanks, January, so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.